Come out of recess and Board of Equalization back in session. It's 3:44 p.m. and we're taking up the BOE number 2016-149. I'm sorry, 152. We have Mr. Paulson here.
Amazing. Yes. This is essentially the three pieces of property go together, as you know. It's the church building and the parking lot around it. I don't know exactly how they're divided up, but it's basically the same piece of property divided into three parcels. And the property was listed originally for $375,000, and it was on the market for 551 days. They couldn't sell it. They pulled it and relisted it for $350,000, and it was on the market for another 91 days. They pulled it and adjusted the price to $275,000, and then it was on the market for 393 days. And then Unique negotiated and purchased the property for $75,000. The problem with the property was that it's a church building. Not a lot you can do with a church building unless you make some drastic changes and turn it into a residence or some sort of business. Another problem was on the deed there was a restriction that it only be used as a church building. While it was being purchased, I was involved in some of the negotiations and talking with some of the people from the church. They were agreeable to allow storage only in addition to for church purposes. Otherwise, it could only be used for a church. So, I mean, it really doesn't have a lot of use value. And the only thing that it's being used for currently is CL Senior likes to collect a lot of junk. I'm being nice, but he's kind of a pack rat, and he's got a farm over in Stone County, and the barn's filled with junk. Well, he needed another place to put some junk, and there's a lot of it in this church building. He's using it for his personal storage. That's what it's being used for. We've even gotten some complaints from the city of Branson about some of the stuff being stored there. So, I mean, it's not real tough to prove that that's what he's using it for. I've supplied some comparables to you. It's really hard to find a comparable for a church that's not being used as a church and can only be used for storage. It's not being used for commercial storage. It's not connected with a business or anything. It's like I said, basically a bunch of junk. I think there's some issues with the parking lot as well on some of the others, some of the other parcels. The parking lot, and refresh my memory, CL, the parking lot was paved or built when?
I'm not sure when the parking lot was built, but the original part of the church was built in 1960.
And I don't think it's been, and Chuck can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know that it's been depreciated the way it should be, because it's been a church building. It's been off the tax rolls. It was put on the tax rolls, I guess, when Unique bought it. So it hasn't been depreciated. It's an older building. The parking lot is also older. If it was really going to be used for some sort of business or something, it would probably need to be repaved.
I think you guys might actually be able to see something out. Don't get stuff up.
Whoops, come on up.
You're fine.
Well, I did just gotta also point out something. If you look in the middle of that building where you can see some dark spots, that's a flat roof, and those dark spots are actually collapsed in. Those rooms are unusable on that building, and there's water damage to the property.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point that out really quick as well.
Is there anything else you want to add while you're up here?
No, not that I can think of right
so,
now.
So, to clarify, the deed restriction use is storage at this point?
Is for church purposes only, and we were able to get a concession from them to use it for storage, yes. We agreed not to use it for anything more than storage.
Can you change that in the future? If you were to sell it?
I think if we could get permission from the person that put the deed restriction on there, we could do that, but right now we couldn't do that. Basically, it's very limited.
Very limited in your market if you were to resell it at this point.
That's why it was on the market for, I don't know how many days that is. That's a few years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know our church had looked at it at one point, way back in the day.
Basically, you have to have a church buy it if that's what you're going to do.
Or storage.
Or somebody that needs a lot of storage. Maybe the guys from whatever that show is.
Right.
What would you list it, what would you list it for if you decided to sell it to a church?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever, I suppose.
I have no idea.
I guess they'd either be very philanthropic and either donate it and get a deduction or write-off. Or if somebody's willing to pay $10 million, I'm sure if there was a profit,
I'm sure there'd be a creative way to do it. Where it'd be advantageous. But I mean, the value of the structure itself. I know when we looked at it, probably 3 years ago, two and a half, three years ago. I went in and we went all through it. I mean, it was rough then, I don't believe it had caved in.
It's a piece together mess too. There's no flow.
Yeah. I mean, is it in city limits of Branson?
Believe it is. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Actually, I know it's not because the city was calling the county trying to get them to get on us for storing stuff there.
Back to 2009, their cap financial property. And the real value went on in 2011, it showed.
I believe that's who we purchased it from, was the cap, directly from Cap Financial. But it had the deed restriction on there, and we had to talk to the people from the church in order to get the concession.
I would say that the property basically is not worth anything to anybody except for the value that you would ask for it if you wanted to sell it. And that's where I went with my question, is if they wanted to sell the property, what would they ask for it?
Well, Bob, you've got an opinion of market value of $200,000 on 152, $18,000 on 153, and $5,000 on 154.
Right. That's what we requested in the unit. We're trying to be nice. We only paid $75,000 for it, but you guys had it at like, what did you have it at, 400 and something?
493.
You said $5,000 on one of them?
Which is parking lot.
154.
That's an odd deal. I don't even know. Would that be used for? I mean, it looks like a road.
That L shape in the middle?
No, it's a right along the front. It's a reel that it looks like it's about 40 or 50 foot width on it, right?
That long strip there in the front?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what you use that for. It's just,
I don't know why it's plotted out that way. I have no clue. It might have been a road that was planned to go in that L shape, and that was maybe some.
I think that's exactly what it was. I think those were roads at one point. There's a subdivision of sorts behind there.
I make a motion to set it exactly what he requested.
Do you want to give specifics, or is that good enough for you, Donna?
You want me to read them all?
Read them. The $200,000, the $18,000, and the
$5,000. For
$200,000. Yep. Second.
We have a second on the 152 for $200,000.
Did you want all three of them in that motion?
I want all three of them in the motion.
153 at $18,000. 154,
5,000. My second was for all three.
Okay,
we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Awesome.
4 ayes.
Somebody looks like they want to say something and hasn't, though. You look like you had all kinds of thoughts you wanted to express.
No, we're D-O-N-E for the B-O-E. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You'll get a letter in about 5 days from Donna's office. and stating the changes that have been made. So.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
Thank you.
Good to meet you.
See you.
Good to see you.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Doc. You too, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Brandon Williams brought up a property the other day, and you amended the agenda to allow us to assign a BOE number to it. Wesley assigned BOE number 175 to it. The property at 730 Emerald Point Drive.
That was the one that was found out the value was right, but the classification was wrong. Looks like it's been changed for 2017.
We would have done that if that was the case.
I think they talked to you, I believe.
Yeah. Let me look at it here and say yeah. How did that happen? I remember it happening, but how did that come about?
They were asking me why it was my sport code or whatever. And anyways, that's the BOE. What's that? Well, it's probably this. So they asked, why is mine? I don't know. We'll look at it. So that was on the second day when I came in. I asked about it. Made a motion to pull it up. We did. That was the one where we were trying to figure out why it doubled in the assessed value. So we started looking at the appraised value. That was where they had the trees, and you know, so we had the penthouse. It actually looks the lake, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And then, you know, looked at it further, and it's like, oh, that's why, because it was switched over to commercial as opposed to residential.
And that's the only thing that was?
Yeah, so it's a classification change. It's not a value anymore.
Do we need to vote on it, or?
Well, it looks like it's been changed for 17, but for 16, it would need to be voted on.
Correct.
Well, are you going to make a, are you representing it, or?
I was waiting on Chuck to,
yeah.
You said you were pulling it out. I didn't know if you.
Yeah, we changed it. Like I said, set on 17.
What BOE number did you assign to it?
175.
Moved, changed the classification of BOE 2016-175 to 100% residential.
I second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
4 ayes. We don't have anything else, and we've already done all of your stuff today.
And you probably don't want me to mention this, but in years past, we have made a provision to meet on the last day of the month
right.
And whatnot. In case
that's also when we approve the minutes. That's what I was about to ask. Same thing, Chuck. I was going to ask, are we just going to recess, or are we going to adjourn until the recess to the 30th?
Well, in those cases, there was other things that were added, weren't they?
Well, and that's, yes. We might have occupancies or splits or something that could happen between here and there.
Can't we put the occupancies and the splits on later?
Well,
I'm just saying next week we have elections all week. We've got election judge training Thursday night, and then Friday we do programming, Saturday is absentee.
That's the only thing that
the day before the election.
That's the only reason that I would not want to have it on the like we do on the regular times is because this year election year falls on the 2nd. In other years, it's usually the 8th or some number. So, and if it's all right with you, and or, I mean, if you're not looking at anything.
Individually, email each one of you the minutes. And if any of you find a problem in the minutes, you can email it back to us. We can listen to the audio and
did you want to set a date, or, I mean, you're going to adjourn today?
Well, that's what I was asking you guys.
Well, I'm just taking what Donna said about the busyness of getting this election.
Let me ask you this. Do you think
great.
Today's the 21st. What about, are you able to have, can we vote on the minutes on the 25th? Can I adjourn the 25th?
What's the 25th on?
Monday.
No, I don't think Wesley and I can get it all.
That's fine. I didn't know.
It took me 2 days to do those first two meetings, and we have a lot more stuff.
I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn, and then
how are we going to approve the minutes, though?